as long as art has existed, there has been art forgery. As long as there's a big money art market, there will be attempts to fool dealers and collectors. Modern science is making it harder to pull the wool over the eyes of museum directors and art historians. Those are some of the takeaways from the show Intent to Deceive: Fakes and Forgeries in the Art World, which had its international debut recently at Springfield's DeMoor Museum of Fine Arts. The subject of art forgeries has been used in novels, movies, including Best Picture Oscar nominee American Hustle, and TV shows. But until now, it was not something museums talked publicly about, according to Heather Haskell, director of art museums at the Springfield Museums.
Museums just haven't explored that, and we're really excited about offering this to our audience. It's a great opportunity for connoisseurship, for looking at a real work next to a copy, and seeing for yourself if you can tell the differences.
More than 60 paintings are on display, including genuine works by Picasso, Matisse, and other masters, displayed next to copies. The paintings and drawings of five forgers, two of whom are still alive, are featured, along with personal effects, photographs and videos, samples of the materials they used, and explanations of the techniques employed to produce convincing fakes.
It's not romanticizing these people. They're con men. They're responding to upheaval in their lives or rejection by the established art world.
The exhibit also explains how experts use forensic science to finger the fakes. Some of the forgeries in the show were once displayed in museums as originals.
When people start delving more into the background of them, or the composition, the materials that are made, there's always something that will come to the surface that indicates that perhaps something's just not quite right.
Not all forgeries are copies of famous works. One of the featured forgers in the Springfield exhibit, John Myatt, copied the styles of Matisse, Monet, Van Gogh, and others to produce more than 200 paintings. The British artist, after serving a prison term, now runs a business that assists museums and galleries in identifying fakes. One of the five forgers did not do it for the money. Mark Landis, dressed as a Jesuit priest and would show up at museums around the country to donate his fake art. He did it because he liked the attention.
We've been having a lot of fun with this exhibition. It opens us to a lot of discussion on a number of different levels about what is art, what is the importance of the vision of the artist.
Haskell said the show also encourages people to look at art with a more discerning eye.
You can't just take things at face value. You have to look at the paper. You have to look at the lines. Somebody said that the copies, the forgeries, were just a little too good, that they were too conscious in sort of what they were doing. I thought that was a very interesting observation, that they were trying too hard to make it look like the artist.
The show was organized by independent curator Colette Lall of the Washington, D.C.-based International Arts and Artists Organization. It will be on display in Springfield through April 24, 2014. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tutt, Hill WAMC News.